the Riot or Radio You.
Welcome to this podcast. It features a little bit of me and some of Hudson as well.
Boy, it's a lot of work in here. I'm not going to lie to you. And
Chris is crazy. He totally got it to work.
Shut up. That is so ridiculous that it's awesome.
In our Radio U studio, we have two Christmas trees. We have a big one, then we have one that's kind of like, we have a big desk where bands can sit around, and we've got a board and our equipment and all that stuff. And so we have a little tree that's on top of our table where we all work.
So that way, everywhere you're looking, you see a tree.
And so Chris has been in here kind of as we set up these trees and get them all set. He got our computer, our
on-air computer to turn the tree on and off.
So we can turn the tree on and off, which I'm worried, but it's amazing that it works.
He's got it on a schedule now, so there's a certain point during the day.
Did you time it that way? Or just for fun?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Oh, he's working on it. So
that's what happens during the behind the scenes, if you're just normally a podcast listener. Chris will be doing a tutorial on how to do this as well for your Christmas tree needs.
Is this, you want Radio U to go off the air? Because this is how Radio U goes off the air.
Well, until Chris has to come in and put it back on the air.
Chris is going to be like, dang it, the macro shut the whole, it shut the transmitter off. It was supposed to shut off the tree. Chris, that is so great.
It's so cute.
It's so great.
Well,
good work, Chris.
Hopefully you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Black Friday weekend, a Cyber Monday, a Giving Tuesday,
the whole nine yards.
Stuff.
Well, heads up real quick on those three. If you don't know, this weekend, it's free shipping all weekend on Radio U merch.
Through shop.radiou.com.
And then the Radio U Christmas channel exists.
Yes.
If you haven't heard it yet, you can. Go check it out. It's radiou.com. It's on our app, and it's also on the Roku channel, where the Yule log has returned.
And then for Giving Tuesday, that's been around for a few years. We've never participated in it, but Radio U is going to. So check out radiou.com/Tuesday for details and kind of get ready to see about helping Radio U stay fully funded and help maybe think about giving next Tuesday to Radio U.
That pretty much sums it up.
That's
guys have
all of it.
A great everything.
Yay.
And here's some of me and Nikki and then some Hudson.
And some more Christmas trees.
It's the Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
So, Nikki, did you get it?
Did I get what?
What you tweeted at me this weekend.
Oh, did I get that?
It was a very, very
unique
opportunity for Nikki this weekend. In fact, one might say her opportunity to have Christmas a little early.
It was knocking.
A deal of the day.
If you haven't been with the Riot long enough, maybe, we don't talk about it all the time.
Maybe
but
only a couple times a week.
I would like a hot tub one day.
Nikki has this great, hilarious yearning for a hot tub.
I just do. I just want one.
Do you think that once you get one,
I'd probably not use it and be disappointed?
Will it be like all the movies I'm going to buy this week where I'm like, I want it? And then it'll be like, yeah, it's nice to have it on the shelf and look at. I found movies this week I have never watched.
Do I have a hot tub shelf where I have it still in the wrapper? No, but I just, again, I really want one, but I just can't pull the trigger on it because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Now, there's varying prices, but I want a nice one.
Wait, this is a nice one.
So, most hot tubs are a lot of money. This is a portable one that we seriously looked at one morning.
I almost had Nikki talked into buying it.
It's a couple $100, and I was like, well, okay, fine, great. Then I realized there's no, like, bottom to it. Like, you're sitting on the concrete or the grass or wherever
it's
you
like
put
a,
it.
It's like a kiddie pool.
There's no bench.
But it's hot.
There's no, I don't think there's is there jets?
If you put a bench in it, you'd be sitting outside of it.
It's also like, I think my knee goes up taller than the entire hot tub.
It's up to my knee. That's why you got to sit down in it.
It's not
very. You're not going to stand in it.
It's not that it's not big. It's just it's not tall. Like, we're amazed at they have models that be able to fit in this thing.
No, they are not. They're not real people.
Their legs have been cut off. They're photoshopped
in there for sure.
So that's why I haven't gotten the inflatable hot tub, because I feel like I'll be disappointed because no one else can go in it. And I also can't get my shoulders under it. So
if you laid down flat and stuck your legs out. You could definitely get your head under the water.
But Amazon had the inflatable hot tub as a deal over the weekend, so I sent him a pic of it.
$299.99.
I mean, that can be in the hot tub world. That is cheap.
Free shipping, Nikki.
Does anybody have an inflatable hot tub that we can go and at least just stand next to see how we would fit in it?
Just try it out.
I mean, I'm not the tallest, but I'm also not too short, so.
I mean, like, yeah, you're not that short, but you're not that
but
tall.
I'm not too
you're
just, tall.
You're just
I'm
like
right
this,
in the middle.
You know, Nikki, you're just like this hot tub. You're just right.
I hope so. With those hot tubs, you can't have like the jet on and then heat at the same time. Like it can't really do much.
Well, why do you want to do both?
Or once it heats, like that's it. Then
look
it just
at
turns
you, Miss
off.
Miss Fancy.
I know. I ask too much of things, don't I? I do. You're right. That's my fault. I'm being
spoiled.
Snobby with it.
Spoiled.
Sorry. I just thought it'd be nice to sit in warm bubbles.
Well, you get it warm and then you do the bubbles.
And then you only have so much time.
Well, so how much time are you going to spend in there?
Well, I'm afraid probably the deal has gone past, hasn't it?
Well, it was the deal of the day and that was Saturday and today's not Saturday.
Sometimes those don't go away though. Like it's not...
Like it's the deal of the day when the clock counts down, it just resets.
Well, no, it's just every day. Yeah, they relaunch it.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Someone's bought one of the inflatable hot tubs.
Yes, they have. Do you remember his name? Because I totally
Zach,
forgot.
Zach, I believe.
Yes, Nikki.
Was it?
Way to be. Zach, Nikki's glad you called.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
So, tell us about your inflatable hot tub. You've got one?
Yes. My mom does. And it was about 2 years ago, and my siblings and I thought it was a good idea to get her one for Christmas. And so we got her one, and I guess the story goes like this. I was getting ready to move out of the house.
Yeah.
But I wasn't quite at that point yet. I was packing my stuff up, and, you know, it was a long process. But anyway, so my room was in the basement, and so we got her one of these hot tubs, Christmas, and I was moving out just after New Year. Well, the hot tub came in, and we were like, where do we set this thing up? Like, it's winter, and it's too cold outside to put it outside. So we're like, oh, well, obviously, let's put it in the basement. Well, they're like, hey, let's put it in your room. And I said, oh, wait, okay, that's fine. Just wait till I move out, right?
Oh, no.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. I went to work one day and came home, and they had cleared my room out and
yes.
set the hot tub up in the basement in my room.
Yep. That's amazing.
So my bed was gone. My stuff was gone. And that's where the security sat.
Now, Zach, you mean that they bought you a water
bed? They bought you a water bed.
That's what it really was. They were just really installing my water bed for me.
That's right.
Dude, the funny part, though, is that I came home, and I was like, oh, dude, for one, I'm kind of upset you took my room down, but for two, there's a jacuzzi in my room right now. And then they were like, oh, yeah, well, you can't use it right now. Because the water's still too cold. We just filled it up. I was like, oh. I was really upset about that. Well, that thing stayed downstairs for probably like the next 6 months. And we ended up taking it out to the garage, and there it sits now.
Hey,
and,
ask your mom.
It was really cool while we had it.
Ask your mom how much she wants for it.
Oh, yeah? She probably would, too. She probably would sell it, too.
She's done with it. All right, well,
I'll give you $50.
I never thought of the inflatable hot tub that it could go inside my house. So that's
interesting. That was probably one of the best decisions we ever made.
Yes, I'd actually be a little too embarrassed to stick that thing out on the deck.
Right, you leave it in the basement, and you only show your special guest to come over to the house.
Yes, that's true.
Like, hey, if I show you something, will you not tell anyone?
You can't tell anyone you've seen this.
In your basement.
Well, thank you for letting me know that it's not so bad, and it lasted 6 months.
Oh, it's pretty great. The jets are nice, and I'm a tall guy, and I fit it at night. So,
all right, well, dude, Zach, thank you for calling. And listen, if like we said, if your mom's you know, maybe done with
$20.
It.
$20.
we'll see how it goes.
The number you just called, just
works
slide it to your
too.
Mom.
Yeah.
She's trying to pick
I'll
up.
Have my people call your people.
Please
right?
do.
Okay.
Please
That's right.
do.
That's
you
right.
have a good day, okay? And a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Nikki, did you hear the enthusiasm?
I can get a good deal.
I know.
Yeah, but why did it only last 6 months inside the house if it was so great?
Well, why didn't you ask him that?
I didn't want to, in case it like was a thing, because, you know, his mom and then he wasn't there anymore. I just thought it'd be better to ignore it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't even know what to say.
What, like it sells itself?
It does. That's the thing. I don't know.
Inflatable hot tub?
I don't know what more else there is to tell you. Obviously, you two belong together. And we
be
just
be in the hot tub.
Yeah. Pull the trigger.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I get it. I do. I get it. Nobody wants to go in today. School, work, whatever. We all want to stay home. But here's what I'm going to need you to do. I need you to go one more day.
Just today?
Just one more day. Because according to this work survey from the people at a test, and I believe they... Now, this is granted a survey from the UK, but I think it's still one that applies to us. They say the best time for you to call in sick if it's work is Tuesday.
Ooh, not on a Monday. Well, obviously, because Monday just screams like you decided you wanted a longer weekend.
And they say the same thing about Friday.
Yeah.
If you're just taking, you know, a U day, Mondays and Fridays are the worst
days. And not
days.
A radio U day, but instead a me day.
Yeah. I say U day, but it's really a me day. Yeah.
Because you're like, what? I can use radio U that way?
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll send you a doctor's note and everything.
And then it says 6:38 is the best time.
To call in?
Yep, 6:38 a.m.
Because no one's in, so you're just leaving a message?
You know what they didn't say, but...
And it looks like you got up, like you tried.
Like you got up and you were trying.
Yeah.
I think that's key, because really, when you want to call in sick, it's all about building a narrative, all right? You want to, and I think, if you're really aiming for it, you want to show yourself going downhill the previous day. That's a good reason to go in on Monday.
The Friday before the weekend. Come back in on Monday, they're like, what'd you do the weekend? You could start saying, well, I wasn't feeling too well. I just kind of laid around.
Yeah. And then you're building to whatever. When we all know, in fact, you were
just fine.
Like having, you know, a weekend of weekends, which is why you're actually asking, wanting a day off.
Do they say, is it better if you're trying to get time off to call in, email in, or text in? Or maybe it depends on you and your boss's relationship or your
class. Depends on that. It doesn't say. It says call in sick. No, they also say earlier in the year is a good time to call in sick. You don't want to do it during the holidays.
Don't do it around like madness times, like March Madness or...
Well, yeah, you got to be...
Madden Madness or any of those times.
Okay, now I've got your top five symptoms they say are the best for calling in sick. All right, five is a migraine. Okay, four is a sick bug. So like I've got a bug, I got stomach
that seems
flu.
More British sounding too,
like
a sickie.
Yeah, number three, flu. Oh, Nikki, here's a favorite of yours. Number two, diarrhea.
Oh, my gosh. You're so rude.
What?
Don't say that word on air and no, it's not.
You know what? Seriously?
We're not a doctor show.
Your embarrassment about health issues. I'm trying to destigmatize this, Nikki.
I think
people should feel free to discuss these things in public.
No, and not with your boss or your professor to get the day off. You wouldn't pull that one.
Hey, everybody. Nikki has...
Oh, don't you dare.
Hey,
it's a tough week.
Hey, Nikki!
What are you doing?
Hey, Nikki, is it getting better? You know what? No? All right. And then what do you think the number one best symptom is? Oh, fever, Nikki.
Because then you're not supposed to go in.
No, that's not it.
Or is that too close to where then you need a doctor's note?
Could be. Could be.
You lost your voice? Oh, throwing up.
I thought it went with
the other one.
It's the best one. Because let's be honest. Things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, and your boss just won't push it.
Well, they might, though. That's the thing is, I feel like this works on like an adult level. Because with adults, it's like you can lie and get away with it because they won't push too hard, especially with health issues. But man, like you have to, it's like this scale of all the way up until like your senior year of high school, it becomes harder and harder to fake sick. It's like when you're in elementary school, you get away with it, junior high maybe. By the time you're up in high school, your mom is just like, you're a liar. And I know you are. Now get out there and
get
to school.
If you're still living with her and you're trying to get out of work,
that's another one.
Still going to call you a liar.
The first time you ever call in sick and you're like, I hope my mom doesn't find out, your boss calls your mom. So Obadiah just called and says he's got a fever and a sinus headache. I don't know. What do you think, mom? He will be in 20 minutes.
That's what you get.
He will be right there.
He'll be right there.
And he's very glad to have that job.
And he's very sorry. And he will not do it again.
He's not going to do this again. Now you get your butt out of bed and you get into work.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
Hey, I know you. Now get in there.
He's pointing. You can't
please
see the pointing.
Please don't call my mom. Please.
And then your lie unravels. Even the lie where you were trying to make it seem like you were
sick.
You're
like, Mom, but I don't feel... Shut up. Now get in there.
People would kill to have your job.
You should be grateful.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome. Radio U.
Nikki, I have an important question for you.
Feel free to ask.
And I mean, it's not you in particular, but I thought you could help me explore the space a little bit. What age do you have to be to suddenly think a parade is not a good idea? But then what age do you have to be when you go back to thinking it is a good idea?
A good idea?
Because there's a gap for sure in the middle that encompasses the entirety of the teenage years and at least the majority of the 20s.
Yeah.
In which the idea of a parade is just like, what are you talking about?
See, the problem is I've fallen into that category my whole life.
Like even when you were a kid?
Yeah, my parents never took me to parades. I never watched a parade.
Okay, all right. So your parents never took you. Like my parents took me to a couple parades and you got candy.
I think you latched onto something when you were younger and that's why you liked it so much.
Just the candy.
It could have been the candy part.
I mean, that's...
Probably the candy part.
How do you bribe kids to do anything? Candy.
I know like you like to watch the Thanksgiving parade.
That's
but then
different.
You do that
that's different.
While you're eating donuts. So I think it's the donuts you like. Not and the parade, but really the donuts.
I'm eating donuts. I'm looking on all the websites for what's the cheapest, whatever. And the parade's on. Like it's a package.
So you like parades?
No, I don't.
But I think you like more the things that went around it that were happy stuff.
I liked that one thing.
The candy and the donuts.
Well, what I'm saying is I like the Thanksgiving Day parade on TV. I don't want to go. I don't want to. I actually, when I'm watching it, I think to myself, what are all those people doing down there?
I bet when you're 80, you'll go.
You think so?
Because you just be like, I just want to remember
my whole life. I always wanted to go do this.
And the candy.
So see, there is an age where suddenly the parade becomes a good idea again.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, I'm back in. So
probably very old. But I'm telling you, I was never in.
All right.
And I don't think I ever will be.
That's fine.
Unless you need a friend when you're 80.
To go with me.
And I'm younger than you.
I'm going for my idiot friend who wants to go to the thing.
I'm going with you. And I will go with the parade only then.
I'm like old man Logan. I time travel back in time before the apocalypse. And I run into Nikki and I'm like, the future's a wasteland. Take me to the parade. It's the last happy memory I have.
Buy me candy.
Okay. There was, over the weekend in Jacksonville, North Carolina, there was their Christmas holiday parade.
Already?
Well, you know, you got to squeeze it in before the Macy's one or no one cares.
Mm.
Okay? I mean, there's a parade hierarchy for sure. I'm thinking people are really unhappy with what happened at the parade this weekend. Now, if you were to imagine in this, the modern era, all right, that there's a parade float that's going to upset people.
Yeah. Was it a Trump float?
The old people and the young people.
Was it a Trump float or a Clinton float?
It wasn't politics.
No, Paul. Well, I don't even want to guess then.
It was the pole dancing float.
Oh, see, I never expected that. I didn't expect that at all. They had a float with that Christmas parade?
They got a couple of poles on there, and they're just dancing.
Was it a fireman thing or a other thing?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it wasn't for the firemen. No,
I meant like maybe they got the float as on sale from the previous year where it was something more... I don't want to judge and say not respectable.
Let me say this carefully when I say this.
Well, Nikki, at least that hurt someone's feelings.
There in Jacksonville was a local dance studio, Studio 360 Pole Fitness Dance and Gym.
So more like a fitness place.
Sure. And so the head instructor and studio manager, Brianna, says, America's...
I'm sorry. I'm just waiting for it. To come.
I don't want to use any names that. Sure. But can we just keep going? Okay. She says America's going to get offended by something.
Yeah.
What we set out to do, we accomplished. We knew we would offend some. It took a lot of guts for the dancers to go out there Saturday and pole dance. on the parade for all the kids.
Was there candy at least?
Well, she may have been spinning around the pole. I don't know that they were, you know, giving any out.
I don't know. I didn't know if it was like pinatas and candy.
It's just like a regular gym where you go in and do aerobics. You have to set a schedule and you go in and work out every day. We created a place people can go to feel non-judgment. That non-judgment policy apparently does not apply
to the parade route.
Parade.
People were mad.
Yeah. So I guess heads up, everybody, if you want to do a pole dancing Christmas, which, you know, that's... It's another,
there's so much we could do with this, but time is up.
It's probably already a movie.
It is.
But I just want you to know, apparently they don't want it down at the parade.
What's the Festivus pole? You can totally do something with that.
He's going to see the pole.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I don't know if you guys managed to pick up your weekend copy of the New York Times yesterday, but they had a fascinating, fascinating expose on a craze that is no doubt going to be sweeping the nation. Starts in Albany, Oregon, which, hey, who's going to Oregon in like a month?
That's this man over there.
This guy. Definitely on my way there. And
I know you're excited about it.
Maybe I'm looking for some things to fill that time. Are you familiar with goat yoga?
Oh, is this where goats do yoga, or is this a new style? Like, you do that with goats?
You know what? It's interesting, Nikki. You're kind of wrong, but also kind of right.
So all right. What is goat yoga?
Imagine the ancient movements of yoga, rediscovering the joy of connecting with your body. The joy of movement.
Yeah.
And there are goats around.
Oh, to kind of like relax you.
Right. Because nothing says relaxing to me like hanging out in a field with a bunch of goats.
Okay, first, they're very cute. And I've never really been up close to a goat, but these guys are cute.
They're mini goats.
They're baby goats.
And then it's a baby mini goat. So it's twice as small.
Twice as cute.
Oh,
this, it's really
look at
just
the
a field.
Guy.
It is just a it's just a field where you do yoga outside. Why don't you join?
Why don't you join?
I'm not going to Oregon for Christmas. It's a shame, isn't it? I just can't do it.
No, you can. Nikki, there's still time. Here, let me go ahead and pull up my itinerary here, and we'll see if we can get you on.
Is there a seat available? I would really want a big mat, just in case there's, like, goat things on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, that really is, you're just doing yoga, and there's these baby goats around, and they're like, look, these little goats.
I know that they probably feel like this is a way to de-stress and just kind of relax and stuff, but... I guess maybe I'm just a negative person because I feel like they
got to... Well, we know that's established. Negative Nikki.
I feel like they got to the field and they're like, okay, well, we're going to do yoga outside today. Who let all these goats out? What are we going to do? They weren't prepared. And then suddenly the one person had the great idea of like, let's just leave them there. They're cute. Let's just do a goat thing. This is our yoga thing.
Nikki, I can get you on a flight to Oregon with me this Christmas, $550.
That's so much money. Oh, that's too bad. I don't have enough.
Now, you may have to sacrifice your plastic inflatable hot tub.
And if I can get this, is that one way or both?
You're going to be able to do goat yoga. You know, the other thing is, wait a minute. What are we doing? Look, let's get on Craigslist here.
Oh, to buy a goat? A baby goat?
Yeah, why don't we just buy a goat?
Yeah, I don't think I can take care of it. My home thing doesn't allow animals like that.
You don't know that?
No, I think I do.
You don't know that?
You're not allowed.
Says who?
Says the association.
I don't think it's in the bylaws. You have to prove it to me. All right, I can't find one on Craigslist.
It's a cute baby goat.
Baby goat for sale. Here we go. Baby goats for sale. That can't be true. This says $18.95. That's a wall sticker.
Okay, $18?
Yeah, that's not it.
A wall sticker for
baby goats. Hey, here we go. Here we go right here. All right. Between $300 and $500. But, okay, you're only going to Oregon for that week, right? Well, I'm telling you, you could have a baby goat
all year round.
All right.
Now, they also say you're not supposed to give animals as like Christmas gifts or animals around time of Christmas in case you get tired of it and it's like a present and give it back. So it's probably not right for me to buy a baby goat at this time.
No, you're buying it for yourself. So you're going to be able to decide, how to properly care for it and stuff. So, Nikki, here's the deal. We're going to get you a yoga DVD from Amazon. That's $9.99.
Yeah.
We'll get you some yoga pants. I saw
a
thing.
Yoga mat.
You've got a mat already.
I'm good.
Plus the goat. I'm saying for less than $400, you're goat yoga-ing, which, by the way, puts you on the cutting edge. You're going to be in the New York Times.
And I could do this anywhere. You guys can come over and do goat yoga.
We're franchising this thing. Stop by the Radio U booth and do some goat yoga with Nikki.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
It's going to be a week where you're going to spend some time in the store. I'm going to spend some time in the store. You're going to be there, other people, all this stuff.
And you're talking grocery store?
You know what? I'm just going to say the store.
Stores, you're just out.
Like wherever. And it's going to be a time where I really want to encourage people to try to be kind to each other. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, here we go. I do. Listen, it's every man, woman, and child for themselves. It is war out there. You have to do what you have to do. But I want you to know that Nikki and I saw that there is a real chance that
something could happen.
Something bad can happen to you. Bad.
This is a good reminder, not just during the holidays, but anytime you find yourself in line that you want to do the wrong thing.
The more I watch, the more.
It looks like it's like a puppet vomit. Like, have you ever seen, like, if you're watching on a show and then it looks like it's the hose?
No,
coming out from behind
real,
it because it doesn't look real.
I think it's real. There's this video of these guys in a store and this one guy cuts in front of the other one and the guy behind him just projectile vomits on
all
him.
All over him.
I mean,
and then,
like,
he just walks away.
Serious, like, it's happening. It's powerful. And that guy just walks away like, I'm out.
You think we should post it on our Radio U Riot Facebook page?
Maybe. I mean,
you guys want to see the video?
It seems pretty obvious that there is, you know, a problem with the gentleman
who's throwing up.
Well,
yeah, he seems sick.
Something's wrong.
Someone calls it a slush of puke. I've never heard that term for it.
I haven't heard it either. You think he's drinking a lot?
It could be, like, maybe he had been.
It does. Yeah. Could be hard to tell, but I've never seen,
like, normally if I would to throw up, would be someone to throw up.
You kind of bend over.
Well, you bend over, you kind of like, like you do like a couple of warm up things. Like, is it going to happen? Am I going to throw up or not? I don't just throw up like that.
It takes, you got to get a running start.
Yeah. Like, you have to be prepared. That's when your body's telling you the warning signals to get to the bathroom.
This guy's a vomit sprinter. That is explosive CrossFit
right
kind of
the
power,
gate.
Nikki.
Yes,
just like,
right out the gate.
Boom, right now, it's ready to go.
That is bad.
Yeah, it's really something.
Well, I'll leave it up to you if you want to post it on our Facebook page.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You guys don't need to see that.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty amazing.
But then it's also really gross and then kind of sad.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to go through all those emotions.
I'm just telling you that if this guy had not cut in front of this guy,
he would have thrown up on whoever's in front of him.
I know, but see, that's their problem, not yours. Look, Nikki, you can't fix the whole world. You just got to fix yourself.
I also want to say there's a splash zone with that, to where
there's a splash zone,
and you want to know, like, is the grocery store cleaning off some of those items that
not all of them.
Well, they might not realize that stuff.
Them.
Yes, Eric?
Yeah, but the splash zone is actually well away from that guy. The closer you are to him, the almost safe you are. Do you see that spray?
I've never seen someone throw up like that.
That's like a super soaker.
It is.
It is powerful. That is borderline fire hose. Or at the very least, like, you know those.
It looks like gag. It doesn't look like people. And it doesn't slow him down one bit.
No, not at all. And it looks like, to me, like one of those.
The water sprinkler.
A water sprinkler
effect,
that's like.
That's exactly it.
He's just got a big. It's really something.
He turns his head with it. He's done this a lot.
Yeah, he's done this a lot.
If you look, it doesn't look like a grocery store because all I see is liquor.
Yeah, so this is a culture of people who.
It more looks like a drive-through or a walk-through.
I will say, if you drink a lot of liquor, you are way more familiar.
Yeah.
I'm talking about liquor.
Like, yeah, this didn't slow him down one bit. He's practiced.
I think I see a Sprite, though. That might be a 40.
But, well, people use that for a mixer, though.
That's true.
I mean, you just...
Well, no, but he could grab it because he walks past it and settles my stomach.
He's like, I got to drink some more of this.
Well, it'll settle your stomach when you don't feel good.
It helps. All right.
And some crackers.
Radio U Riot. you can see people throwing up. That's what you came for, right?
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
I want to give a special shout out to my dad. He's the founder of this feast.
Nice.
He did, in fact, stop by this morning and bring Hudson and I the, let me get the Candy Cane Crunch donut from the fine people at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. I feel like crunch isn't a word that you hear associated with donuts as much, but...
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so with its candy canes, for sure.
Yeah, you've got a donut with a looks like a vanilla or some kind of a white icing on the top.
Right,
and then sprinkled on top, broken up candy canes.
Of course.
And I got to tell you, it really smells like peppermint.
It's got a good smell. And then the thing that changed it for me, because you said like, oh, peppermint donuts. But then when I saw that it is filled with something that appears to be cream, like peppermint cream, that's a changer for me. Like, that's thinking outside the box to me.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Part?
Whoa.
Ma'am, that is a lot of peppermint, guys. Yeah. Ooh.
So the inside.
That cream is just.
Yeah, it's just. That's just your standard cream.
It's not. Okay, so that's not a peppermint cream in there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think it is either. Though I will say I thought at first maybe it would have been.
Yeah.
But like maybe that peppermint cream's on the top because I got a blast of peppermint when I took a bite of this
there's
donut.
There's enough cream, like peppermint on the rest of it to cover for the regular cream inside. It's good.
It is good, dude. Oh, yeah. Who would have thought that we'd like the donuts? That's so weird, right? Man, that's all right.
Dunkin' Donuts beating the odds on the Riot.
You know, if you want the truth, like I'm not okay. When I was a kid, my dad, we used to go to Dunkin' Donuts. There was this one over by where we lived, and of course, I loved it. But I feel like, as nationwide chains go, donuts can be sketchy from the nationwide chains.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I'm a huge fan of like finding a local donut shop.
Yeah, for sure.
Where
they're like fresh.
Yes, though this is fresh.
All like right.
That is a good. It was good. Yeah. No, I'm in for that. So I would, I'd go in for the whole America runs on Dunkin' thing.
Yeah.
I could do that this morning. What's your take on their coffee?
No, thank you.
No, not even like if you buy a bag and brew it?
Like, no, because that's what we have here. And I mean, I drink it, but I don't, like, there's so many other options that are similar in price that I would go with, unfortunately.
I don't know, Hudson. I think Dunkin' Donuts has a good cup of coffee.
Really?
Oh, I'd take it over Starbucks in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Well, over the standard Starbucks cup, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Well, I mean, you know, not the coffee milkshake that most people refer to as Starbucks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, because that's a thing.
You can't compete with that.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot. On Radio
U. Hard-hitting Christmas news that's 50 years old.
That you demand.
But it's stuff I didn't know about. Who's ever heard of Dominic the Donkey?
Aside from Hudson. Elijah has.
Yeah, Elijah has. My question was, our question was, Dominic is from what country?
Yeah.
And Elijah's got the answer. What's up, Elijah?
What's up?
Hey, so where's he from?
He is from Italy, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Do you know Dominic?
No, I just heard about him a whole lot.
Wait. Where did you hear about Dominic the Christmas Donkey?
I have a very large family who listens to a lot of random Christmas music.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I can accept that. So, all right, Elijah, take care, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Hudson, lay it on us. Well, wait a minute. Let's just...
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah! Everybody loves Dominic!
Hey, jingity jing.
Yeah, why don't we play this song normally?
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Well, the Radio U Christmas channel does start tomorrow, and if you're good, maybe Dominic will make an appearance.
Yeah.
Or not. Okay, so Hudson, lay it out for me. Where did Dominic come from?
So this is very brief. The guy that did the song, like, I guess there's more background to Dominic than this story cares to cover. But basically, the rundown is, the song describes a donkey who helps Santa Claus bring presents to children in Italy.
Because the reindeer can't climb the Italian hills.
Yes, exactly. And while the song is only loosely connected to actual folklore... Dominic the Donkey is a well-known symbol of Christmas in Italy.
It's only, it came out in the 60s, but then again, I guess Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is like from the 50s.
Maybe that was just the golden age of
making crap up and you get enough separation.
That was probably when they first got into like, you know, there's a lot of money in Christmas. Let's just make every stupid thing we can.
I'm with you. Because again, Rudolph is made up.
Yeah.
So he was never actually one of the reindeer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, boom, we're like, Rudolph is legit. So why not go ahead? I mean, think about the audacity of Rudolph. Some guy was like, hey, Santa's reindeer, there's 8 of them. I'm putting mine out front. Screw the old reindeer. My guy is out front.
Yeah, in fact, not even make all the other reindeer seem like jerks. It's in the song.
I know.
That they were jerks to him.
And the thing about this Dominic the Donkey, and I'm sorry, all of you Dominic aficionados out there, but look, you don't need to climb the hills. The reindeer fly.
Yeah, did they forget that the reindeer are magic?
I mean, don't you understand that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're waiting on Dominic to bring your presents, it's going to be like March when he finally makes it to your village. Santa and flies there.
If he's got to carry around Santa like with his sleigh, the sleigh's not going to make it up those hills either. So.
Man, Dominic, you suck.
Get out of here.
Go on. Nobody wants your donkey. We apologize to the family of Dominic who may be hurt by the truth, but the truths hurt sometimes. It's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Let's talk about some stuff that's coming up here. First off, you've got Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's 1 week from today. So if you didn't know, you need to know. RadioU.com/Tuesday. Now the Christmas channel's back.
Oh, yeah.
So, Hudson, you make an appearance on the Christmas channel?
I'm there.
Is it negative?
It is not. I try to come at it with a better angle this time.
A little happier?
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, I'm not upset about Christmas. I'm just trying to explain myself.
There was some truth that was coming out. Go ahead, Hudson. Go ahead and share your truth as we talk about the Christmas channel. Go ahead.
I like Christmas.
Okay.
I like the Christmas day is great.
Yep.
I like some of the stuff that goes around with Christmas. I just get.
What about Christmas Eve? Can that be okay?
Christmas Eve is good.
Okay.
The lead up to Christmas frustrates me the longer and longer it gets. And some of the things that go along with that.
Such as?
All I would say.
Recording the Christmas channel?
No, the Christmas channel's fine. Just how I, like, just going to a store, any store, and it's all crowded and decorated, and there's Christmas music that's not Radio U Christmas music, so it's not good. And, it's just frustrating. And, like, every commercial... Oh my gosh! It's not Thanksgiving yet, and commercials. When I was watching football the other day, it's just the worst. That's probably the worst part.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Like in fairness, going from the election commercials to the Christmas commercials, I feel nothing but a sense of relief. Like, I feel great about that. I'm like, you know what? At least most of us can agree on Santa.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's true.
Man, Santa should run attack ads against Dominic the Donkey.
He should.
That's what it should be. There should be attack ads between Rudolph and Dominic.
That would be amazing.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would watch that. So, okay. So, anything else you feel like you need to get out?
Are you
mad that we have a tree up in here right now?
No, that's all right. I like how we can turn it on and off through the computer.
That is pretty amazing.
That's amazing, yeah.
I walked in. I didn't turn anything on. It just all came on by itself.
Yeah.
That's Chris right there.
It's scheduled. Yeah, he showed me how it's scheduled through the thing that runs our music. It's like a little thing in there. Tree turn on.
And
it's
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that you're good?
Yeah.
I feel like you got all your Christmas angst out?
Yeah.
Nope. See? Still got more.
I just don't like how there's so much heavy-handed messages about like how we have to be kind and stuff around Christmas. There's a lot of things to complain about right now. The more I think about it, the more I can find...
Oh my gosh.
Like, why do we have to be reminded to be good people?
Because we're not inherently good people. That's another part of the story of Christmas, Hudson. Is that inside all of us is a pretty mean guy.
That's true.
And some of us have it near the surface.
Yeah.
And want to tell everybody about how terrible their season of love and giving is.
Yeah, right.
Tell them, Hudson.
I just like to have my love and giving year-round.
You like to spread it around.
Yeah.
Celebrate Christmas every day.
And even it out more instead of like a big mountaintop of being kind and giving.
Okay, so
I'm mildly kind and giving throughout the year.
Hudson's like, don't give me one big gift. Give me a lot of small gifts all year round. Don't save my flowers till I'm dead. Give them to me now so I can enjoy them. Something like that?
Yeah, something.
Okay. No, that's not it at all, actually.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Now, of course, before we really get to Christmas, as much as we want to forget it exists, as much as we want to act like Thanksgiving isn't a thing, we have to do Thanksgiving.
Do we want to do that?
That's what we want to do, Hudson. We want to brush it under the mat. The only thing that matters is spending money and getting what you want.
Yeah.
And then forcing other people to give you stuff. Hopefully spending more money they can afford to give you things you don't need.
Right.
Christmas. But before then, I don't know, giving thanks for last year's crap, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Thanksgiving. We're going to sit down and eat. I have here from the people at Popular Science. This is so great. How to overeat at Thanksgiving. The article
Why are we doing this?
It's actually called How to Eat as Much Food as Humanly Possible This Thanksgiving. You ready?
So this is like they're coaching you to be a competitive eater, essentially.
Here's exactly, it says right here, note, this advice is not conducive to a healthy everyday diet, but then again, neither is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Getting ready for the big meal is a matter of balance. You want to start on an empty stomach, but if you're starving, you'll eat too quickly.
Okay.
So they say fasting is not a good idea. They say the best thing that you can do to prepare is to get exercise early in the day.
Oh, all right, I'm out.
They say that will not necessarily, a brisk walk.
Oh, okay, that works.
Or a run will help move food through your digestive system, which means that you're going to be even emptier. Plus, it's going to stoke the fires of your appetite.
Yeah. You know what else helps move through your system?
What's that?
Coffee.
And that also gets your heart pumping harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. So they also say that before the meal, take some deep breaths, think calm thoughts, because being relaxed will help you eat more.
All right. That's going to be tough. But
next, they say you want to start thinking about they don't say it this way, but I am. You want to think about your stomach almost like a suitcase. All right.
Okay.
You want to layer it. You want to layer in the correct way.
Right.
You don't want to start with turkey. They say the fats in turkey will trigger hormones that tell your brain that you're full.
The tryptophan and whatever.
Even if you still have room, like, you're going to think that you're full.
Okay, so save the turkey for last.
So, yeah, they say to start with potato stuffing and rolls.
Those are the best anyways. So.
Well, I know, and it says they layer nicely. You can pack in more without feeling full.
Oh.
Now, see, I would have thought the other thing, because isn't it usually like if you eat bread, you get all full?
I don't know.
That would have been my thought.
Yeah, it seems like it would, I don't know, expand or something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, how about this? Liquids occupy large amounts of stomach real estate. Don't consume a large glass of juice or a bowl of soup.
Okay.
Fluids are there to help move the food through your stomach as you eat. So start with carbs, then go to turkey. They said to also delay your consumption of fiber-rich foods because they make you feel full as well. This is the exact opposite of every dieting article I've ever read in my life. Then they say take a break. If you put too much food into your stomach all at once, it will stretch and you think you're full. If you wait a little bit, give your stomach time to stretch, you can then eat more.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and then once you've done this at the recovery stage, you're probably going to feel bloated and sick, and you want to curl up on a sofa. Ignore that instinct. Get to your feet. Digestion is best done through movement. So if you can, take a walk, move around, and then you'll be ready for dessert.
Okay, so we're skipping a nap so that we can eat more.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That kind of goes against my Thanksgiving philosophy. Like, well, I say eat as much as you can, but then reward yourself kind of with a nap.
Hudson, I mean, these guys are trying to use science to get you to eat the most amount of food possible.
Yeah, but you want to have some leftovers.
Well, you're not interested in science.
Yeah,
you're interested in comfort. This is science. Cold, hard fact. That's the way this works. So I'll tell you what, I'll post this on our Facebook page. You want to check it because obviously you're going to want to eat as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. You at least need some of this knowledge to work into your routine whether you want to go full out, eat as much as you can, or you just want to tweak a few things so that you can increase your consumption slightly.
My friend Dave used to say that one of the best things you can do is lean back and extend your left arm. His theory was that would pull up on your abdomen, that would enable your stomach to stretch more. And he said if you would give it time, then room would open up and you could eat more.
Interesting.
So the lean back and put the arm back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not science. That's just my friend Dave. Yeah. But
is he a scientist or?
He was a car salesman for a while. I don't know what he's doing now.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Canadian football.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Who's going to get together and make a turkey and watch the Grey Cup?
It's a nice way to cap off the Thanksgiving week. And you know, it's not even Thanksgiving in Canada.
Cap off? Is that a Canadian phrase?
No.
Like, hey, we're going to cap off the Grey Cup, eh? Pass the poutine.
Hey, come on. That doesn't sound so bad, does it?
In reality, it sounds great. I'd be game for all of that. All right, Hudson, I'm going to take the winner. We got to figure out where we're going to watch Canadian football this weekend.
Let's do it.
All right, so I just wanted to know one team.
Any team.
And Kyle's got our answer. What's up, Kyle?
Hey.
Hey, give me a team.
Toronto Argonauts.
Yes.
Yes, you are correct. And are you going to be watching Canadian football this weekend?
Probably not.
Okay. How did you know? Did you Google it or did you know?
I knew a player that played in the NFL that went there.
Oh,
Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he got called up.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Hudson, where can I watch Canadian football?
It will be, hold on, I had the channel. It's normally on ESPN. If you're in Canada, it's on TSN. It's actually going to be on ESPN 2 on Sunday, 6:30 Eastern. Okay. Calgary Stampeders and the Ottawa Red Blacks.
Are you sure you're not just making it up?
This is absolutely true. This is completely true.
Okay.
The star players for the Calgary Stampeders, I believe, is if it's the same guy still, Bo Levi Mitchell.
And Tim Tebow.
No.
He went Canadian football.
No, he's playing baseball now.
Yeah, he's probably doing both.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what? Where's my phone? Oh, crap. It's not, I got to set myself a reminder.
You do.
I'm watching Canadian football this weekend.
Look, you have two options on Sunday night. I mean, you have a couple. But what are you going to watch? The NFL game? I can't tell you who's playing on Sunday night in the NFL.
I don't even watch the NFL at all anyway.
Or you can watch the CFL. High-scoring action. Bo Levi Mitchell leading the Calgary Stampeders.
You guys loved Bo Levi. In the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a Canadian football player, does it?
It does not.
It sounds like, I don't even know.
Something else.
Yeah.
But does he play for the Calgary Stampede?
Stampeders, yes.
Okay, well, that makes sense because he sounds cowboyish.
He does, yeah, for sure.
Come on, Bo Levi and the Stampeders. All right. Yeah?
Yeah, and then the quarterback for the Red Blacks is Henry Burris. He was in the NFL ages ago, and he's about like 60 years old. He is as old as the hills.
What? And he's still playing Canadian football?
He's still playing Canadian football.
I thought you said this was a fast-moving, high-scoring game.
I swear it is. You want to know something weird about Canadian football? Here's two things. One.
Only two?
Yeah.
Only two things
besides that we've already gotten
it?
To. This okay. is the... Okay. First of all, you get a point if you miss a field goal and nobody catches it.
What is this? That's like millennial football. Everybody gets a point.
Well,
and
it's
everyone's
like going to
get a trophy.
Kind of.
Okay.
It is stupid. No, I agree with that. That's the dumbest thing about Canadian football. The other dumbest thing is not anymore, but there used to be, it's a league with 9 teams. There used to be 2 teams named the Rough Riders at the same time.
So they were the What?
9
See,
teams
again.
And about 25% of the league was named Rough Riders.
You know what? I'm not always, you know, for a strong federal presence, but at some point you got to have a strong enough front office that says, hey, you came second, change your name.
There needs to be rules and regulations. Now, to be fair, one of them was Rough Riders, all one word, and the other one was Rough Space Riders, but come on.
So is that how you, as a Canadian football announcer in his previous life, that's what you would
rough
say? Like,
Space Riders.
All right, it's the Rough Space Riders and the Rough Riders.
Yeah, it'd be really difficult to differentiate when they played each other.
Tonight on, what did you call it? TSN?
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 Yeah. That's a Canadian, one of the, that's the ESPN in Canada.
Canadian like, Sports Network?
Well, it's T, so I don't know T. what it's, I actually don't know what it stands for. But.
To Maple Leaf Sports Network?
Yeah, right.
That's what, that's all one word, no spaces.
To Maple Leaf.
Yeah, it's real.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
Want to say what's up to someone whose name I don't know, who said the TSN stands for the Sports Network.
That is, we looked it up. That is correct.
And he also seems to know an awful lot about Canadian football because he also said the BC Lions.
Yeah.
Is a Canadian
Maybe
football.
Maybe that's a fellow Canadian right there.
Could be. So, Hudson, explain for us who don't know.
Yeah.
Why do you always talk about Canada?
All right. Well, I was born in Canada. My entire...
Which means that you're an illegal immigrant. You're going on the other side of the wall. We're nobody sending him back.
Nobody ever talks about building a wall to keep the Canadians out.
Okay, go
I don't know what that means. But anyways, so I was born there. My entire family is Canadian, like my parents.
Except for...
And no, I have family that lives here now.
Okay.
But everybody...
But they're still Canadian citizens?
Everybody... No, they're... My immediate family is... My parents are Canadians, and they and I moved to the U.S. when I was 9 years old, or 9 months old.
Did your parents pay a coyote to smuggle you across the Canadian border? Is that what happened?
Coyotes?
Never mind. Just keep going.
They won a green card lottery.
Really?
It's a real thing, and they won it. And so my dad got to come to the U.S. to work, and we all became citizens several years ago, and they have had other kids here that are American. So there's a divide in our family, a rift between the Americans and the Canadians.
Okay, did you have to renounce your Canadian citizenship? I renounce Canada!
Yeah, that was kind of a weird thing. Now, again, I only lived there for 9 months, and I didn't have too much,
when you were a baby?
Yeah, allegiance to Canada. But then again, it's still kind of weird. I was born there, and everybody I'm related to is from there. So it's kind of weird when I had to become a citizen and, renounce all loyalty to any country. So I guess if the government was listening right now, they'd be like, wait a minute, he still has some loyalty to Canada. We got to revoke his citizenship.
Put your hand on the Constitution and repeat after me. I, Hudson, do solemnly swear to hate Canada and all that is Canadian.
The U.S. is the best.
The NFL is superior to the CFL. 120 yards is a stupid way to play football.
And we don't need poutine here.
I solemnly swear to never eat maple syrup or put gravy on French fries because that's sick. Yeah. So you're a citizen now.
I'm officially a citizen through lots of money and tests and whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
Way to be, Hudson.
I'm
so
proud.
you're not just saying that.
No.
So you're not just saying that next year sometime, all of a sudden we're going to need a new afternoon guy.
No. I've often thought that I do miss Canada a little bit, but I'm sure once I got there and had to deal with Canadian TV, I'd probably come back.
Well, if you want to, I know there's a lot of archived Canadian TV on YouTube.
All right. That'll help.
So, you can watch. That's
the Red Green Show. And
YouTube is a weird place. And so one afternoon I got sucked into this Canadian show about a high school that ran a radio station.
Okay.
It's a very low budget comedy. I didn't watch it for long, but I'll tell you what, it's all on YouTube.
I might be able to give you a recommendation or two.
For some Canadian TV?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch any Canadian TV. I'm behind on American TV. So, Star Trek is Canadian because William Shatner. That's something.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
There you go.
Milk in a bag.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Up in a couple of minutes, we're going to eat these things. Tell me, what is this?
Okay, that is Hers Honey Cheese Curls.
Okay.
The other day, you were taste testing cheese curls, I heard.
Yes,
and
they were terrible.
Yeah. No, you know what? I tried them in the other room. And
Now, which ones did you eat, though?
I ate the Cheeto one.
The Cheeto one.
Because the other ones weren't there.
Yeah, that's because Nikki took those home.
Yeah.
They were so good, they did not stay here.
Yeah. No, the Cheetos ones, they just tasted like... I wasn't expecting too much. Cheetos are fine. I can't stop. Like, I don't care. Unless they're terrible. Once I eat one Cheeto, I just keep eating Cheetos.
You're just stuck in a Cheeto world.
And since, you know, I'm here for a lot of my shift alone, I just found myself repeatedly going to the white Cheetos that weren't very good. But, and then...
That is the loneliest statement. So I was here all alone, and there was this bag of Cheetos, and pretty soon...
One
thing led to another, and then there weren't any Cheetos, and I was still alone. Yeah. That is the loneliest eating I've heard, at least in a while.
Okay, so you had the Utz ones, and while Nikki's not here to defend herself, it really bothered me, being from the East Coast, that she pronounced them Utz Utz.
All right, let me tell you. I would have called them Utz, I think. But we had the grand prize winners for the Radio U Experience thing a couple weeks ago, and they brought us Utz stuff. They kept telling us, they kept correcting us, and now all I can remember is the correction. I can't remember what they actually told us we were supposed to pronounce them like.
So they were telling you you were pronouncing it wrong. But you don't remember. You remember they were doing that. You don't remember how you were pronouncing it.
All I remember is that when I look at the word Utz, U-T-Z, I look at it and go, you're saying it wrong. So I can't remember what the right way is.
It is Utz.
Okay.
Well, and I've been to the Utz factory, actually.
Man.
Yeah.
Learning all kinds of things about Utz today.
Pennsylvania, like Southern Pennsylvania, is a hotbed for chip and pretzel factory. Yeah.
All right. So why, like, what makes these special?
Okay, so when you inspired me, and Hers is one of the other big companies that's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I've never been to their factory, but they have Old Bay cheese curls. Do you know what Old Bay is?
No.
Old Bay
is that Beyonce in 30 years?
Do we have rim shot here?
Okay. What do you got?
Old Bay is seasoning. It's a big Maryland thing. And they like you. It's primarily meant for like seafood, like crabs and whatever.
Okay,
it's like celery, salt, and paprika.
Okay, yeah. Now that we tried some chips that were Old Bay whatever chips, but I thought that was a location. I didn't know that was
no
a seasoning.
Old Bay is a seasoning, and they have Old Bay cheese curls. I went looking for them; they didn't have them.
Okay,
because I wanted you to try them.
Okay,
but I found those instead by the same company, and I thought honey cheese curls. That's weird. I've never thought mixing sweet and cheese curls, but
all right, well, we're gonna find out.
Let's find out.
We're gonna see, we're gonna eat some more Pennsylvania cheese curls, because that's like a whole thing on the show, eh?
Right.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
The riot. Food fight.
You know, Hudson's in for 2 days. Two food fights happen. So, you know what? We know where this guy's heart's at.
I can do more. I can come back. We can do, I found the deep fried Twinkies, which we haven't tried
that yet. Yeah. We got to get them in the oven.
That's tough. You know,
we have an oven.
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't know. I actually did get to try the Oreo churros that have been around forever that I always wanted to try. They're not that good.
Oh, yeah.
Don't waste your time.
I don't feel good about that stuff in the freezer section. You just know it's going to be not quite right.
Right.
Now, Hudson, if you missed it, he laid out a whole narrative as to why he has these particular
There's
items.
There's a whole backstory.
There's the Hers honey cheese flavored curls.
If you read the back, there's a whole, like, dissertation with tons of bee puns.
Well, let's see. It says, what's all the buzz? I'm done. That's as far as I can take it.
It's like the bee movie on a bag, pretty much. Let's do it.
You know what? It's good. That's good. It is.
It's weird. Like,
it tastes...
It reminds me of something.
It reminds me of their... barbecue chips.
Yeah.
It must be the same seasoning as they put on like the Hers honey barbecue chips, because I taste that.
You know,
I totally
when
do.
You have barbecue chips, they do like it's barbecue, but it tends to be sweet.
Yeah.
Like honey barbecue, I guess, which are also very good.
Dude, these are fantastic.
Yeah. This is really interesting.
I like these better than those Utz cheese balls that we had the other day. No, really.
That's high praise.
Oh, these are good. I'm going in for some more of those. Now,
I have another bag at home, just in case.
All right, well, if you need some more, there you go.
No, I have. Yeah, you can take those, and I'll take mine, and we're good.
Oh, man, I hate cheese curls, too. Like, I really sincerely don't like them. Does it? I just... Okay.
I want another one right now,
It feels like you're eating nothing.
Yeah, and that's why it's so hard to stop.
It's cheese-flavored nothing.
It
reminds me of when you were, have you ever, like, little kids, they have those little puff things, and they're not food.
Okay.
They're not food. Like, I don't know, they're little, whatever they are, they're like, I don't know what they are. They're these puff things. That's what this is. These are those puffs for adults.
They are puffs. Yeah.
It's just a puff. It's like, what is that? It's a puff. Well, what's a puff? We don't know.
It feels like you're eating nothing, but with every ounce, you're getting 11% of your sodium.
So what you're saying is that if I ate 9 ounces, I'd be tapped out for the day, mostly.
Yeah, you'd get an ulcer, I think.
How many ounces are in that bag? Does sodium give you ulcers?
About 3.5, I think.
Oh, man, I'd have to have 3 bags. I'm fine. We'll get to the bottom of this bag in no time, but we'll be fine.
I'm not going to read the nutrition facts. Because you're eating them, and they kind of taste good, but you're not getting a lot of payoff because they don't fill you up or anything, and you can't stop. And then you look at the nutrition facts. But that's not what we're about here. We're not about nutrition facts.
I don't even know why they put it on the bag.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably just to make me feel bad. What are you trying to make me feel guilty about eating the puff?
Because it's not going to stop me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's all right, Hudson. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Not too bad for a dollar.
That's all that was
a dollar? That's a dollar. I found it at the dollar store.
Man, all that sodium for just a dollar? That's amazing.
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's the riot on Radio U.
You should go out and get a TV, Hudson.
Yeah.
It's time for you to...
Now that I'm trained to wake up this early.
You might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Plus, when you get done, you just go home and then you got a TV.
No, I gotta be here.
Wait, after you're here, you got a TV. And there's
after
TVs
that
in
long,
here.
Long, long, long day. I can finally go home and sleep in front of the TV that I bought.
That you purchased. Yeah. Perfect, dude. I mean, absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
What else is there? So off air, Hudson's been telling me about something spectacular that is happening in his life.
Yeah, things are about to change.
Yeah.
I'm guessing tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. I don't like...
It's okay, probably not tomorrow.
So here's what happened.
Has it arrived yet?
It's here. So here's what happened. I was the best man at a wedding recently.
And to be clear, Hudson's always the best man everywhere he goes. He was just finally recognized.
Yeah. And, you know, once is enough, I think, for being a best man.
Sure.
It's a lot of responsibility and work and buying a suit and whatever. But anyways, so the guy that I got married, he did his honeymoon in Hawaii. He, to reward me, he knows I'm really into coffee. He... bought some real Kona Mountain coffee while he was in Hawaii. Expensive stuff.
Yes.
And then sent it back, which is also, I mean, not exactly cheap. And so now I have this Kona Mountain coffee, which I'm really excited to use. But you may have heard that my coffee maker is, you know, it's what like the cheapest one you can get at Walmart because it's just for me and I don't usually drink fancy coffee.
Right.
I have a French press. But I've only used it a couple times. I'm not totally confident in my abilities. So I don't have a ton of it. He only bought a little bit because it's expensive.
It's expensive.
And I don't want to wither the little bit I have away in a bad, like, failing to use my French press.
Here's what I think you should do.
Okay.
I think that you should go back to Walmart or wherever and buy some Kona coffee. Now, here's what a lot of people may not know. If you go to Walmart or a grocery store of some kind and buy Kona coffee, it's like... 10% Kona coffee and 90% Colombian whatever blend.
Sure.
It's not like Hudson's got the pure stuff.
I've got,
And what I think you should do is I think you should take that and I think you should practice with your French press.
Okay.
And I think for like the next week or whatever, you keep making yourself French press coffee until you feel confident that you have made a good cup of French press coffee. You know how to do it.
Sure.
And then once you've got your practice in, you go ahead and you brew that Kona coffee.
All right. That's a good idea.
I will tell you, I also had a friend that went to Hawaii and got me some Kona coffee. And I just brewed it in drip brew coffee. And it was even that way, which I realize is like the lowest end way to make coffee.
Right.
It is so good.
Yeah. Did you drink it straight black or did you
I did both. I did both. Like I drank a cup of black coffee and it's very good like that.
Right.
And then I also mixed some creamer in on my second round with it. And I will just tell you again, it's so rich. It is. Oh my gosh. It is so rich. The flavor is incredible.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. You're going to love it.
My friend, like the one that got married, he of course got some for himself too. And he was telling me like, I'm assuming he probably bought more for himself. I'm not sure. But he said in the times he's made it, he's like, I can't get it right. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job.
Well, that's too bad.
I don't want to wind up like him. So that's what I'm worried. Like, it's maybe gun shy a little bit, I guess.
Well, for me, even in the crappy old drip brewer, I could tell a huge difference between that and what I normally get. And the other thing too is Kona is really expensive, but it is cheaper in Hawaii.
Right.
So it's like, man, if you lived in Hawaii, shoot.
Yeah. That's just one of the many perks. Perks.
It's funny here. Having a good time. Dude. Yeah. Well, let me know how it is, and I hope it goes well. But that would be, if I felt the way you're feeling now, that would be my game plan.
Yeah, okay.
Practice that French press, and then it's time to play.
Can't wait. Not only am I getting a couple of the real Konas out of it, I'm going to get a whole week of other Kona, like cut Kona.
Yeah, so. I mean, and that stuff I think is still pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you can get a bag of it. It's like $8 or $9.
Sure.
Which, you know, if you're used to see, what is that? 8 o'clock coffee. That's like $5 a bag.
Yeah, so,
you know, it's still pretty good coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
For grocery store coffee. Yeah, sure.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Hudson, would you eat horse meat?
I'd try it.
You try it, Chris? What about you?
Nay.
I'm having fun now. Dude, Chris, why not? You eat everything else. Actually, you get in here, Chris.
What if you shot the horse and, you know, did it yourself?
Yeah, Chris, aren't you taking time off to kill Bambi?
or his mom, I'm not sure.
But, yeah, whatever. But, like, you're taking time off to kill deer.
Yes, yeah.
And you're going to eat the deer.
Well, absolutely.
All right, well, a majestic four-legged animal...
I don't know. I honestly didn't really think of. I never really thought of eating horse.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but now you're thinking about it. What do you think? Would you eat some horse?
If it was presented in front of me, sure, I'd give it a shot.
Like if I had a horse burger here, you'd be like, "All right,
I'll give almost anything a chance.
Right.
I gave mushrooms a chance once, and then. That was it.
And then I woke up in a field and I didn't know where I'd been for the last 12 hours. No. All right. So Chris says maybe horse burger.
Right.
Okay.
If I had horse, I'd want it to be, I don't think I'd want a burger, at least for my first experience.
You want a steak?
I don't think I'd eat the whole thing. Like, I wouldn't sign away, I'm going to eat this 8-ounce steak of horse or whatever. I'd take a bite. I'd see what I thought and go from there. But I feel like that'd give you a better experience. Because you could probably mask horse meat in a burger.
Look, dude, if you're having horse, you don't want to mask it. Like,
yeah,
you've gone
exactly.
out of your way to find it.
Right.
So you want to, if anything, you want to enhance the horse. You want to enhance the horsiness of the horse.
You want to get the full experience.
So what if it's like one of those horse burger, pulled pork, bacon on top with a hamburger on top of that. So
and that
it's
the whole farm.
And then maybe like even like a chicken patty. I mean, just throw every type of protein on there that you can.
I see. I understand what you're going for, but I think I'd rather have it on its own. So at least the first time. My big concern, honestly, is I would eat that horse and it would just make me so sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. But just because you've
never... Are you
allergic
to horse?
Not that I know of. But I mean, I'm probably allergic to an undead cow. I mean, alive.
Are you able to wear leather?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
It's just the dander, I think. So I think I'd be okay. All right. Well, okay, there's a guy in Miami. He's busted. He's like 77 years old, and he's been selling horse meat illegally. So there's this whole underground horse slaughterhouse thing.
So it must be good then.
All right, they say the biggest problem is horse meat's not illegal, but the slaughterhouses are.
Okay.
So you can buy a lot of, if you buy horse meat, in some places you can, you just got to go like...
That's the FDA approved.
It does, and it comes from other places because there are no horse slaughterhouses. Wait a minute. You know what? It depends on the state.
Right.
I'm actually saying things authoritatively that I'm probably getting wrong. So Let's just say this. In Miami, it's illegal to run a horse slaughterhouse and sell the meat. They ran a police sting. They busted this guy for getting it. How much do you guys think the horse meat was per pound?
Okay, it's illegal, so he's taking on a risk.
Which means he's going to charge more.
Right.
Plus, horses probably don't... You probably don't get as much meat off a horse as you do a really fat cow.
Yeah, I think so.
$20 a pound?
$20? Too high, actually.
Oh, okay.
15? 10?
7.
Oh, 7?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, that's about twice what you're paying for... I mean, what, is hamburger like 3?
I don't know. Yeah, organic fed stuff, that's like, what, $7 probably a pound?
You think this horse is organic fed?
You know, I'm not feeling super confident about it. It could be.
Yeah.
You're right. But I feel like this is
massaged. It's taken care of nice.
I think the $7 a pound black market horse meat is probably scraping the bottom of the barrel for horse meat quality.
Okay. All right. So what you're saying is if I took you guys to a nice restaurant and ordered some horse, you're in.
Yeah.
But meeting this guy in a parking lot, he's passing me some horse meat that might or might not have been refrigerated, you're not in.
Nope.
Mm, okay.
No.
That sounds good.
Hey, does anybody have any glue?
Well, that's what you put on top of the
horse,
Chris.
Would you eat dog food? Because it's almost the same thing.
How hungry am I?
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.